Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Selling Notes.
Hugh, there's a lot of really great places to get wine in Italy.
You think?
Yeah. Tuscany comes to mind.
Tuscany, Piedmont, all the rest of that good stuff.
And a lot of great grapes go into those famous names. But a lot of great grapes go into names that we're not familiar with.
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of slightly off the beaten track reds that you see in Italy. And I just wanted to sort of explore a couple. So I took the plunge. All of these are going to be around $24 to $25 a bottle. Qualitatively, they deserve that price point.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I would call, with the exception of the last one, Saturday night dinner, but still really good, solid players, and they showcase some interesting things. So we're very familiar with Barolo up in the Piedmont. It's a very expensive, very high-end, wonderful red wine produced from the grape called Nebbiolo. One of the interesting producers up there is a fellow by the name of Alessandro Velio, who also makes a Barolo, but he also has a quote-unquote lesser bottling of Nebbiolo called, it's from the Lange Nebbiolo region. That's a denominazione originate controllata. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you say that. Anyway, so this is the 2015, again, sells for about $25. Deep garnets, forward aromas of strawberry and raspberry. So you're going to have a lighter overall approach, but just really pleasing. It's still got some body to it, so it's not, you know, it's not a lighter style wine per se, but it's definitely a very approachable Nebbiolo style.
Yeah, what a lot of the Barolo makers do is they'll take the Nebbiolo that
right.
isn't quite good enough
right.
for the Barolo, but they put it in their Lange,
well,
which makes it a tremendous bargain.
I thought so, too. I thought that wine was really tasty.
Yeah.
Now, there's a producer called Menhir Salento, and he's producing a lot of very interesting wines. He's got a bottling under the name of Calamuri, which is a Primitivo, old vine Primitivo. This one's around $24 a bottle. Again, wonderful, interesting fruit here. Not quite Saturday night quality, but right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Deep garnet, red fruit with vanilla notes and cocoa tones. I really like that
nice.
Pops out.
Yeah.
Very rounded and accessible, full-bodied with softish tannins. It's for me, screamed grilled meats in an informal dinner.
If you like Zinfandel, you're going to like
Primitivo. You would definitely like this. Now, here's one that really stunned me. It's from Tuscany. It's an IGT, which means it's a blend of grapes that are not normally associated with Tuscany. Super Tuscans sort of fall into that category. This is a producer called Montepeloso, and the wine is Acqua Rosso. And we'll put this on the website so you can get that stuff.
Right.
It's a 2016. It's a blend of 30% Montepulciano, 30% Cab, 20% Sangiovese, 10% Marsalan, 10% Alicante, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Deep garnet. This has a spectacular nose of cherry, lavender with notes of sort of a savory sage and herbs. A lot going on here. Full-bodied, very subtle acidity, but it's there. It doesn't go away. And then some soft-yielding tannins with just lovely texture. This was definitely a wow. This would definitely be a Saturday night dinner wine. And again, this is $25.
You're kidding.
No, it was
wow.
a really good deal.
That's a very good deal. It sounds like you could build an entire dinner around that.
Well, I'm kind of planning on doing that.
Give me a call. Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.